This is Carla Hilgert interviewing Robert Burris on October 18th, year 2001, at my home, 522 East 8th Street in Alton, Illinois. This is tape 1 of 2, side A. Robert, can you say and spell your last name, please?
Robert Burris, R-O-B-E-R-T. Burris, B-U-R-R-E-S-S.
Can you tell me when and where you were born?
Okay. While I'm not a native Altonian, I was born in Miami, Florida, March 28, 1944. Originally, I was to be born in Cleveland. My dad was in the Navy at the time, and in fact my mom said you had the room picked out, but at the last minute my dad, who had been an instructor in the school there, diesel engines I believe, was reassigned to Miami / Key West, and when they say go, you have to go. And so we all took off, and in about 1946, we moved then back up. This is my mom's sort of area. She was born in Brighton, Illinois. My dad is actually from Tennessee, and let's see, after his dad died, they moved over into the Boot Hill of Missouri, a little town called Hayti. And he came up here in the late 30s, and my mom, as I say, went to nurses training at Alt Memorial, and as things would happen, my dad went into the hospital for an appendectomy, and my mom was his nurse, and Cupid's arrow did its job. My mom and dad couldn't get married, though. It was against the nursing school's policy for any of their young students to get married, but that didn't stop mom and dad. They eloped, and actually my mom and dad were married twice. My grandmother supposedly, never did know that they'd actually been married once in Sullivan, Missouri. As I say, my dad was due to ship out, and so they went over across the river and got married. And then my mother had to borrow another friend's ring just so she'd have a ring. Then 1 year later, 1942, they made it official, and they got married in March, and that's the one I think they observed as their official. Isn't that something? Got married twice. We then, as I say, came and lived over on Burt Street. It's off Elm. Little old tiny house. It's no bigger than a minute. Still isn't. I'd go by there and look at it. I think they've added on to it. It's still a real small house. We lived on Birch until about 1947, 48. We moved to Upper Alton over on Park. We lived there until 1951. Then we moved out to the Milton area when it was still part of Wood River Township, and to 804 Marie Street. We lived there until 1957, moved further down on Milton Road toward the top of Milton Hill, 453. Another little interesting, Dr. Van Winkle, David Van Winkle, used to be the superintendent of schools. I had his daughter in class, and I happened to glance at her address. And there it was, 453 Milton Road. And so I used to tease her about, I know your house inside and out. And she'd look at me and I'd describe the different rooms. I don't think I ever told her that, that I used to live there. She probably thought I was a peeping Tom.
So she just thought you were a weirdo because you would tell her about the house, but you never told her you lived there.
Right. I would describe, you know, different rooms anyway.
You could get in trouble for that these days.
I probably could. You're right. You're probably, yeah. My mom and dad stayed there until 1968, and then they moved down to Florida. That's really where my dad, you know, when they were in service, I think my dad liked it, especially down there, and he wanted to go back, and so he took an early retirement from Shell, and they moved down there, and they remained in Florida until the early 80s. And then they now live in Hot Springs. I went to school in Elgin, so that was about 1963. And so that's, you know, as far as living and all. Then, when I got out of college, came back up here looking for work, and we lived in Upper Alton. On 1315, my wife and I, my first wife and I, Mary Kay, we rented. Then we found a place out in Godfrey behind the Melville Dairy. We lived there for 1 year. Then we bought a house over on North Rogers, 2497. Then we split the blanket. And I bought out her share of the house, and I lived there for about 3 years. Then I remarried, and I moved in with my second wife. She lived over on Brown Street, and we lived there until about 1997, 1998, and we now live out in Fosterburg.
Now, what year did you move to Alton with your parents?
About 1946.
Okay. And so you moved around quite a bit here in Alton.
What I was trying to say is, you know, you're setting the stage for, you know, I've lived here, then you may say, yeah, for the better part. Now, while I was away at school, you know, there was a gap.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm, what, 57, and I would guess, yeah, I've probably been away about 5 years all told. So it's easy, yeah. 50 some years, yeah, I've been living in the area.
Looking back, do you have a favorite home that you lived in from, like, a child point of view?
Oh, yes. House on Park in Upper Alton. Mm-hmm. It was, again, a small house, but the kids in the neighborhood really made a difference. The house on Birch Street, I was real little, of course, like I say, and there weren't any kids evidently my age. Mom tells a story that to get these kids to come and play, I used to line my toys up, what few I had, I guess, thinking, you know, they'd come over and see me, you know, to play with the toys. But she said something about they were either too big or, you know, they didn't want to mess with me. Then we moved to his SA Park, and my gosh, there were kids everywhere. We were actually, we weren't baby boomers. Baby boomers, as I understand, 1946 to 1964. Well, I'd be in 44, I'd be, I guess, classified a war baby. But my gosh, on Park, in a 2-block radius, there must have been, you know, 25 kids. So you never lacked for anybody to play with. You know, they were just kids anywhere and everywhere, you know.
Now, is Park considered part of Milton area?
I'm sorry, yeah. it's in Upper Alton. It's right off College Avenue. It's Warden is on one side. These streets all one off College Avenue, just past the dental school. As you're heading east on College, you've left Upper Alton, and let's say you're headed for the train station. on the left-hand side, north end side of the road. Just as soon as you pass the dental school, there'll be Evergreen, My Street Park, then Warden. And as I say, within that, you know, my gosh, there were kids everywhere. It was easy to, you know, we walked to school, and we were kindergarten, first grade, went to Horseman School. I might add it was the old Horseman School. There's a newer one now. I think it was built in the early 50s, like 53, 54. But when I was there in 50 and in 51, it was an old building, big, two, maybe three story. Whereas now, I think it's just one, maybe two. And it looks more like the schools that Alton built in the early 50s when they knew these baby boomers were coming along. I heard one of my principals say that they anticipated. And so they went on a big building surge in the early 50s. And Milton, Mark Twain, Fosterburg, North, West, Irving, Gilson Brown, Thomas Jefferson, and a lot of your older grade schools, Lincoln, Douglas, Horseman, Garfield. Roosevelt was the first high school, I believe.
Where was Horseman located, the one you went to?
Mm-hmm. On Edwards and Clawson on one side. And on the other side, Edwards and Seminary.
And you said that school's not there anymore. They remodeled it.
Yeah, it's been remodeled, and it's one of the few grade schools that has remained. Whereas Fosterburg and Thomas Jefferson, some of those grade schools, you know, they're in corridors now, and they've closed them down. Horseman actually has one of the highest attendance centers. It draws that whole Upper Alton area, and I'm trying to think now. I guess it's in the same quarter, but don't quote me with probably Mark Twain, which draws the Milton kids. When I was growing up, I went to Milton School. It, by the way, it's closed. They sold it. Yeah, I don't know how many people have, you know, owned it since.
Does the building still exist, Milton
mm-hmm.
School?
Right on Milton Road in Fernwood on the north side, and I'll say Edgewood on the south side.
Is it used for anything today?
It once was a glass.
I know what school you're talking about.
Yeah, it's on Milton Road there, huh? A glass.
That's a big building.
Yeah, oh, it's big. Yeah. It was Robert Wadlow's grade school Robert was there.
And that was Milton. Yeah,
yeah,
that is a neat building. We've been in there for the...
Have you now?
Yeah, because they've had like antique
mm-hmm.
shows or
right.
show flea markets.
I think now it has this. Somebody has bought it, and yeah, it's used for flea markets. It was a great school. I liked it, but like I said, my favorite neighborhood though was over in Upper Alton when I lived on Park, as I say. Now there's two parks, like there's two Mills, there's two Maurice. When I lived in Milton, I lived on 804 Maurice Street, but there's a Maurice Street off Albee. Until 1917, if I'm not mistaken, Upper Alton and Alton were two separate towns. And then when they merged, you had several duplicates, like a couple. There's another park in Alton. It's off of Pearl Street. So you have to kind of specify which park did you live on. Just like you have to specify which Maurice did you live on, which Mills did you live on. You know, there's kind of a duplication.
Now, you said that Horseman, they've remodeled it. And when you went there, it was, you said, maybe two or three stories high?
Mm-hmm. It's a big old school. It had a bell.
At the top?
Mm-hmm. And it sits out in front now, the
remodeled.
Remodeled, thank you, yeah.
What's the remodeled version look like? More modern?
Mm-hmm. 50s. ranch. Well, I always did say that it looked like, you know, a ranch kind of tan brick.
Did they take off the top or?
They tore the old one down completely. And, see, I moved, so I didn't get a chance to really watch, you know, what they, how they did it. Now, when it came to junior high, am I kind of rushing ahead a little bit? We watched East as it is now being built. We'd go over and watch it over on Washington Avenue. If I had been 1 year older, I would have gone to what's the annex now at Alton High. That was the original East Junior is the annex. And I think that building was built in the 40s as a, or early 50s again, that growing year, as a as East Junior, because at one time, of course, the high school was 9, 10, 11, 12, just right on through. And then came the idea of junior highs, and East West was built, I know, in the early 50s, so there really wasn't. North, same thing, built in the early 50s, and even Central, which was Lovejoy, and now I think that Lovejoy's been closed over there on, around, is it off Johnson Street and, oh, it's over there by Rock Springs Park.
I think that Lovejoy's still open.
Is it still open?
Lovejoy School?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's still open.
Okay, because I knew the principal, Brent Schindewolf, used to be principal there, and then I guess maybe he decided he'd go out to JB.
That's, that Lovejoy's on, it starts with a T. It's Tremont. Off the Central, mm-hmm. Tremont.
Something like that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's Tremont. It's right off the Central.
Okay,
We have our Lovejoy Society meetings there.
Okay, then that, who's the principal? I'm just curious.
I don't know.
I don't either, because Brent used to be. By the way, he was my neighbor over on Marie Street when I lived in, that was the first house I lived in over on Milton. Maurice, little tiny street, runs again between Hillcrest and Lincoln.
Now, going back to the first high school in Alton, I know you didn't go to that because that was, they stopped using that like in 1920 something. But here I have a picture of it from this book called Alton, Illinois Illustrated, 1912, and it shows the Alton High School with Garfield beyond 6th and Mechanic Street.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember seeing that building when you were here in town?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What did they use it for once they stopped using it for our high school?
Like I said, then I think it was like Roosevelt, the junior high for some of those kids that lived instead of like West, you know, in this part, your part of, we always call it downtown. See, I lived in Upper Alton, like I said, or Milton. Then there's Midtown, and there's Downtown. And there's pride in each of those sections, because the kids in Milton, even though, I don't know, Mr. Amschler used to think that, you know, there was something wrong with the kids, but a lot of the Milton kids were very proud. I mean, you know, and we weren't, the Upper Alton kids were proud, you know. And when grade school, when we had basketball games, and softball games, we had a strong rivalry. East and West used to have a terrific rivalry. East being Alton, West being downtown. Central, poor Central, it was Midtown. And it was kind of small. North, well, that's where the plow jockeys, and they were, that was farming, that was Godfrey. North drew Fosterburg, originally Ann and Godfrey, but then Godfrey just took off. It just, you know, especially in the 60s, and when I started teaching there in 68, they doubled the size of the school. You know, the year before it was this big. When I got there it was twice as big, and it was still too small, because Godfrey's just mushroomed.
So my area of neighborhood here would be called downtown.
Mm-hmm. And you're just about on the fringes of Midtown, because I'm not sure. I know Central, because I had friends, Joe Bear, Perry Chester, Denny Wolf, Those guys all lived in the Midtown. We used to play over there at Hellrun Park behind Fast Eddie's or Midtown restaurant. But I'm not sure where, I guess Henry Street maybe, is kind of the where downtown, let's say, started and Midtown ended. Of course, years and years and years ago, you had Hunter's Court when Alton downtown was even broken up. There was Quincy, I understand, then there was Hunter's Court, there was Dogtown.
That's the one I've been wondering about. There's an I keep reading in these history books about an area called Dogtown. I didn't know. I know St. Louis has Dogtown. I didn't know Alton had a Dogtown.
Yep.
Where was that?
Okay, you're going down Broadway. You know where the plaza is? What's left of it, bless his heart, there's not much.
Where the Head Start is?
Yeah, good. That's it. But the new police station, excuse me, the law enforcement center, we're not to call it a police station anymore. But if you, by the Glassworks, you know, that's Dogtown heading east. It, between, let's say between the Glassworks and the steel mill, that area around in there was Dogtown. It always flooded until they put the levee in, the berm highway in. And rumor had it, of course, that's where the real poor, I mean the real poor lived. And if things got too bad, they'd start eating dogs.
They didn't really do that, did they?
I tell you what, Carl, I used to go talk to a fella who was the oldest member of our church. He was 100 years old, Charles Marsh. He used to live on Grove and Liberty. And I'd go up and talk to him like we're doing right now. And he wasn't one to, you know, I don't think exaggerate. And he worked at the Glassworks when it was still Illinois Glass, before Owens Libby bought him out in 1926-27, and he promised then not to get into the glass business for 5 years. So he and I believe Otto Shrimp started Pisol Motor Fuels, and then when that 5 years that he promised he went down to East St. Louis to Obernester, and kind of, which is a glass works, which is long since also gone, but when he talk about the Glassworks, he'd talk about how those people in Dogtown, which is, right, as I say, next to the Glassworks, and he said they were pretty poor. They really, well, they were, another expression, kind of like river rats. You know,
cause,
yeah. See, it always flooded there because there was no levee or anything to protect that. And those people used to, you know, their houses, they had dirt floors. They'd better, because when the river came up, here come all that. And he'd say, when we get desperate, we'd go down and ask, and they'd go around begging people to work, he said. They had so much work or opportunity for work. They'd meet trains as they came in. The Bernardos family, which is an old Greek family here in Alton, I understand was not, Alton wasn't their destination. They were actually headed elsewhere in this area where there are other, you know, let's say toward Granite, in that area down around there. But they were talked into staying here, you know, come here to Alton because this is, you know, and it was a growing town. Even, you know, well into the turn of the century, because my goodness, all that industry along Broadway was just getting started. And yeah, they were, you know, please come and work here. And Mr. Marsh was in that period when they got away from blowing the glass bottles to the mechanized aspect of it. And he said they really needed people, you know, to help them. And he said, the Levises and the Smiths started the Glassworks, and Eunice Smith's father, and then of course the Levises and Preston, Robert, and those folks that on that side, they were the they had, as I said, the boys, as I understand, and the Smith, or Mr. Smith, had maybe several girls, and that was the time, as Mr. Marsh tells it. But one of the Levises, what they had child labor laws, which said you weren't supposed to hire these little kids, but they did anyway. And when they heard that some official from the government was coming around, he'd hide those kids. He'd say, you go off and hide now, because technically you're not supposed to be here. He was really interesting. He really was. Oh, man.
Now, can I ask you about this old Alton High School again? Mm-hmm. Had you ever been in there, in that building? Mm-mm. Now, I heard that a Dr. Carroll owned it, and he owned a lot of buildings here in town, and he let them go into disarray, but now people, there's actually been two of his homes that people have bought and fixed up very nicely.
That one over there on Henry?
The one on Henry they're fixing up nice, and the one over here on...
Fourth, fifth, right by the square.
On sixth, yeah, sixth. On Seminary Square.
Seminary Square.
The Siddles right. Own that because I have the boy in class.
Yeah.
I'm always asking him, Elon, when can I come look at your house?
It's in process, isn't it? Are they?
I think it's fairly done. And they've added in a built-in swimming pool.
Well.
I've even asked about when I can come swimming.
Well, yes.
But my husband told me that this school at one time was full of antiques and then it mysteriously burned down.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember?
No, but I know what I heard that rumor.
That
too.
Rumor
it's
as well.
It's a shame. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know a couple of the older teachers remember. First time I remember talking much about it was at Alton High with some of my teachers when I was there in the early 60s. And when they started teaching in the Alton school system, like my geometry teacher, Ms. Gates, she started out there, and then when they built the new Alton High in 1920s. By the way, did you know Marquette was built the same year as Alton High, 1926?
The parochial school there?
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that. They're both. I was surprised. I thought Marquette was newer, but it was built the same year, 1926, as Alton High.
I know that something stood where Marquette now stands. There was a something that I can't remember, the nuns had built.
Oh, yeah, stands to reason, sure. Mm-hmm.
Something that they
right.
had there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you went to Alton High, everything, all the buildings that are there now, were there, like the Annex building and
the Olin.
The Olin.
Was the vocational school. There was no JB and the main. Mm-hmm.
And then you had and everybody always talks about how the cafeteria at Alton High was actually over in what's now the band room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that part of the annex was added on in the late 60s, mid to late 60s. Yeah, when we ate, in the main, in what's now the band room, yeah.
Now, another school I wanted to ask you about, I guess not really a school, but sort of along those lines with kids, is the Catholic Children's Home.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know when that was built or anything about that on State Street?
We always referred to it as the orphanage.
The orphanage?
Yep. I mean, now to be politically correct, you have to call it the children's, Catholic Children's Home, CCH. But it was the orphanage. And I knew some kids who'd been there. But no, again, I just did not get over, really, to downtown State Street. It was not a foreign. But we just did not get over, because to get around, you rode on your bikes. Now, that sounds a little, of course, we got cars later on, and then we knew kids. But, you know, if we wanted to do something up until high school, it was always in the Upper Alton Milton area. We just never got over this way much.
Okay, now talking one more thing about schools and being politically correct. I found here in this 1912 book of Alton, Illinois Illustrated, the girls' department at Beverly Farm They call it the home and school for nervous and backward children.
Isn't that something?
So I'm guessing Beverly Farm was around when you were here.
Yeah. It started actually in the 1890s. I'll guess the late 1890s, yeah. Yeah, we knew about it. And again, we knew that, you know, those people had, you know, mental problems.
Is it still in the same place where it was, where it started out?
Yep. It's been private all those years.
Mm-hmm. But I guess, I'm wondering, I guess the buildings have just changed, mm-hmm. probably. Because does this building even look familiar?
No.
See, it doesn't, because I've been out to Beverly Farm, right. And that doesn't look familiar to me either.
Right. No, it doesn't. Like Monticello, you know, when we were in high school, you know, we knew that there were the Monty girls, as we called them, and they were, that's a prep school. Western Military Academy, that was for the boys, and for the girls was Monticello. And I lived real close to Western Military Academy when I lived on Park. I could hear taps. We'd go over to the school, and they had a pond there, and we'd skate on it. And once in a while, we'd go poking around the campus, you know, and get into a little mischief and all. But the cadets would every weekend come uptown, and they'd come in.